I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kirk Cousins is on the show today at 11. If you're Goose Allen, it's Kirk Cousins. Either way, he'll be talking with us in about 42 minutes. Grant and Danny on the Fan. I had the most productive day in recent history yesterday. So much done. Every article of clothing I own is washed, dried, folded, and in my drawers right now.
Look at you.
Every article of clothing I own.
Look at you.
In addition to that, sheets, blankets on the beds at my house, clean as of last evening. In addition to those two things, mowed my lawn, mowed my neighbor's grass.
You had your own honey-do list and you checked it off.
Well, it wasn't even, I guess, yeah, I made my own to-do list, but the fiance was in Nashville for a bachelorette party.
Ah, yes, of course.
So I just had time to myself, and I just decided I'm going to get a lot done today.
Time to yourself is so lovely.
Cut my own grass, front and back, cut the neighbor's grass. I paid off the bunch of bills. I mean, it was just one of those days where at the end of the day, you sit there and you go, today was a good day.
You just go to a PTA meeting just because, even though you got no kids involved?
I should have. Very Bashaud Breeland of me. I like took the kids to the playground.
Just swung by.
Bought some jewelry for the girlfriend. Yeah, it was the whole deal.
I love it.
Very, very cool. All right. Time to get to your calls. 800-636-1067. Thoughts when Bryce Harper went down. Reaction to the diagnosis that he didn't tear anything. Danny, you go first.
I thought this was the worst case scenario when it happened. Heart and throat, all the standard cliches about the worst thing that could possibly happen to an athlete. I thought this was it. I thought this was the busted up knee. I thought it was all the ligaments, all the L's would have been destroyed, wiped out with one fluky thing. The next thing I thought was, why can't the Nationals deal with rain? Wilson Ramos hurt on a rain delay game. He blew his knee out right around now, a couple years ago, or it was last year actually, before the playoffs. He was done for the year. I thought we had something similar with one of the great stars in DC sports, not only now, but in history. I said, why? Why me as a DC sports fan? It's another piece of you-know-what on the pile, where it's a giant pile with a huge truck that backs up. I'm like Biff Tannen running into manure every single time I want to get involved with the DC sports team. Diagnosis comes out. It's initial glee with a, yeah, but they don't have a great track record, but still glee.
Yeah.
It's the Fox show that's gone on for way too many seasons with the stupid harmonies, but goodness gracious.
I think that show's been gone for years, hadn't it?
I think it's still, is it still on?
I think it's been gone for 7 years.
Dar's shaking his head condescendingly at me, like I know Fox
no
is regular TV.
No one condescending
lineup
to us more than Dar,
by the way. How do you not know Glee's off the air?
It's
I never
so
watched
condescending.
It once.
It's great, though.
Was it on the same time as your chef show that like somebody has a knife? I don't know.
There's a lot of shows where someone has a knife, in fairness. I cannot stop being happy about it. And honestly, look, if he doesn't play in the playoffs and if he isn't a version Bryce Harper, that's going to be maddening and disappointing
enough.
Yeah,
it's frustrating, but
I was worried about next season. I was worried about the last year of him. I was worried about this window potentially not just being less open for this year, but for the next couple of years. So I am elated. I am joyous. I'm thrilled. I thought he tore everything in his knee. I thought he was out for a year. And, you know, honestly, I was worried that it could be a career-altering type injury.
Yeah.
That was my initial concern. Nick's in Alexandria on the Fan. Nick, thanks for the call. You're on Grant and Danny.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
What's up, buddy?
I was at the game Saturday, and I know what the MLBPA and Boris are saying, but I think Harper is at fault here. I never played high-level baseball. You did, Danny, but I did beg my parents to waste a lot of their money on good baseball camps. And we were always taught, hit the front of the bag and maintain your stride. And guys hustle too and run through first base, both wet and dry, without getting injured all the time. But on a close play all season, it seems like Harper habitually stabs full speed at the bag with his leg straight and his knee locked out. And he also, on Saturday night, did two things wrong because he did that, and then he struck the top of the bag, which allowed him to slide off of it. And if he stabs at the bag and hits the front third, he still may get injured, but he probably doesn't. He gets lucky.
When you're running down the line at full speed, you can't adjust at the last second to position your foot on the bag. That's actually the worst thing you could possibly do. I disagree with you completely. The guy's hustling. It's a rainy night, and it's a slick base. He did nothing wrong.
I mean, Eaton on the front of the base, for example. That, and that's how he blew out his knee. It's a fluke thing. It's a rainy thing. It's something that if you did it a trillion times, you know, 999 billion and change, it would work out the exact way it's supposed to, and this is the trillionth time that it's ruined. I understand his point, and would you teach a kid to run through the bag, and it's all well and good. In an athletic competition, when adrenaline's pumping, you're lunging for the base. It's a natural human instinct. You could drill that a trillion times. Again, I keep using trillion. I don't know why. You could drill it an infinite number of times, and your instinct's going to take over to try to get there as quick as you can.
Not only that, again, if you're running at full speed, like go for a run on a sidewalk trying not to step on lines, okay? As you're at full speed, eventually your foot's about to come down on a line, and you've got to completely contort your body to avoid that line. You'll do worse damage trying to step at a specific spot of the bag or hit the front of the bag, stopping at full speed with a body, by the way, right there and a leg near you, than just running through the base. What shouldn't happen is that the bases shouldn't be hard enough to allow him to completely slip off of them the way that he did. Hopefully baseball is going to look into that. There should definitely be a conversation about that in baseball today. Jeff is in Fredericksburg. What's up, Jeff?
What's up? What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hey, dude.
Good.
To give you a backstory, a buddy, me and a couple of my buddies in Texcue, one of them always says, you know, baseball isn't a sport. And because I guess there was another guy, I watched baseball from afar. I actually started watching baseball listening to you guys' show, but another guy, like, tripped and messed up his knee just running onto the field. So when I was watching the game and I saw Bryce Harper slip, I thought, like, oh, my God, did my other friend, like, bring this curse? And I thought, like, Danny and Grant are going to lose their minds. I mean, like, this is
– You thought it
was? I was like, this is gonna be a meltdown. My poor fiance, she's like, who's Danny? I was like, never mind.
Like, how do you explain that to her?
Well, here's what's funny about that, and I'm so glad that we didn't have to, but I was pre-worried about the show Monday.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been a meltdown. We would have come off like children.
Yep.
Something so wonderful would have been taken from us.
Uh-huh.
And also, the season in a lot of ways – well, not over, because this lineup is good and they'd have a chance to compete in the division series, the tone would just be completely different. We actually had a topic. You were out last week, and I talked about how Cousins is more important to the Redskins than Bryce Harper is to the Nationals in terms of winning right now. Because if you take Cousins away, you know, you're not making the playoffs. There's no chance.
It's a lot of Colt McCoy.
And if you take Bryce Harper away in a terrible division, you're still making the playoffs. And you could mess around and win a division series if Max shoves and Strasburg dominates.
Right.
And I stand by that. But it's still really difficult to replace Bryce with the platoon of my guy, Howie Kendrick, who's a stud, and Adam Lind, who's been great. AD's in Sterling. Hey, AD.
AD, what's up, bud?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'll tell you one thing. There's a lot less whiskey in my house after this weekend with the Redskins game, Cravens, now Harper. But this whole year with the Nats, I've been actually positive because I think they've gone through a year-long stint of adversity with the injuries, with the bullpen. I think it's built a lot of character. But when I saw Harper go down, I mean, all of that left out. I just said, you know, why does it always have to happen? And I just kind of catch myself with that whole curse thing and this and that. But, you know, hearing that he's going to be okay and possibly coming back by the playoffs, it made me feel a little bit better. But, like I said, I just hope this is building character with these guys. They're learning to win. Other guys are getting playing time. Hopefully it'll be something different and the outcome will be different at the end of the year.
I'm also shocked. Thank you, AD. Great phone call. How well Bryce Harper moved around. Not just after the game. That was the first time I had a glimmer of hope. I was positive he tore every ligament in his knee.
I was certain of it.
Watching the replay.
Yeah.
When I read after the game that there were reporters saying Bryce, not on crutches, just walked out of the clubhouse with a stiff, you know, hobble, I thought, if you tore your ACL or may have tore your ACL, you're probably not walking around without crutches. The example I'll give you is Trent Murphy shredded his ACL and is out for the season, right? Mm-hmm. I had him walk right past me, had to move out of his way so he could get out of the locker room on crutches before his MRI the following day that ruled him out for the season. Going back to Thursday night in Baltimore. And when I heard he wasn't on crutches, I thought, well, that's got to be a good sign. Then, well after we found out it was just a bone bruise, when he had his press conference yesterday in the media room, there was video out of one of the cameras rolling on him as he walked into the room. He was walking, sure, like he had an injury. limping, clearly. I would say stiff is a good way to describe what his leg looked like. But he was walking fairly well.
Right.
I mean, it really is staggering, and this is a testament to the shape he's in, the youth, the strength. I mean, this guy is, we say superhuman a lot. There are very few players, I think, that would have come out of it as well as he did. 800-636-1067.
Thank goodness.
Where were you at when you saw the replay? That is the question. Or when you were watching live, who's around you? What are you thinking? How many panicked text messages do you send? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.